This is Earth and Sky for Monday, June 12th. From most places on Earth now, you can spot Mercury after sunset.
You'll need an unobstructed view to the west, and you'll want to be looking for Mercury no more than half an hour after the sun goes down.
In the deepening twilight, a fairly bright, starry object hovers near the sunset point on your horizon. That'll be Mercury. It's located in a little triangle now with two bright stars, Castor and Pollux in the constellation Gemini. It never hurts to use binoculars to look for Mercury, especially since you'll be looking low in the sky near the sunset glare. It'll soon follow the sun below your horizon.
Mercury's our solar system's innermost planet. That's why it always cozies up close to the sun in our sky. We often call it elusive because it's frequently obscured in the sun's glare. Even when Mercury stages its best showings, like now, this planet appears only before sunrise or after sunset.
Mercury will remain in fine view after sunset for another week or so, as seen from the northern hemisphere, and through the end of the month from places like Australia and New Zealand. Like a phantom, this world comes out of the blue at evening twilight, only to disappear again once dusk turns into darkness.
By the way, for information on the June solstice, come to Earth and Sky's website, earthsky.org. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.